you missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Economics
on Kaya Biz.
728, looking forward to speaking on a very important part of Ekasinomics, and I think extends far beyond Ekasinomics, particularly, by the way, we just had a conversation with the tourism minister. We had a conversation with Kerry from Expat Web. There is a plethora of people who would probably want to participate in and use Swiper Delivery. The founder and CEO of Swiper Delivery, Boitumelo Munaging, is standing by talking about the idea of providing services to businesses in Tembisa and Soweto through logistics of their delivery. One thing that any, even major listed company in South Africa has really struggled with on the African continent is logistics. So I'm excited to hear how Boitumelo has figured it out. Dumi, welcome to Kaya Biz. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for your patience. All right. So talk to us about introducing groceries and the like into Tembisa and Soweto and what it is that Swiper Delivery is really trying to achieve.
Okay. The service we provide is more directed at the local businesses. So we're trying to come up with a solution for them. So logistics was one, and we sort of tried to make Kasi a better place so that it can match your perhaps. And yeah, that's pretty much what we do. We provide a delivery service that's focused on townships. We service both formal and informal businesses within the township. Currently, we are operating in Tembisa and Soweto. Mm. And yeah, we've been operating since 2019, and we've seen different shifts in the market. And yeah, it's good to see that Swiper started in most townships, and now there's scooters everywhere.
So amazing.
The amount of bikes in the townships now has risen. And I look back at 2019, there was only 4 bikes doing deliveries in Tembisa. Now we did a count. There's over 150 bikes just in Tembisa alone.
Hang on, 150. My numbers here on my script says 20. I thought, okay, so talk to me. So 2019, and I think...
No, I'm not talking about...
Oh, not just yourselves,
just the Swiper bikes, but
others.
I mean, okay. the market as a whole, that just gives you a sense that it's a growing market. It's a matter of positioning yourself in the right space.
Dumi, it will absolutely be a growing market because South Africa is a market, and Africa in general is a market where logistics are very complex. Arriving at final destination, you know, that last leg, that last the last mile delivery, I think is what they call it in the industry, in your industry, is always the most complex. So it's very easy for you, if you're Amazon, Temu, Takealot, to get things to the nodes, to the city centers. But the last mile delivery is the hardest part, which is where you come in. And what I tend to find in my work on various countries on the African continent is the motorbikes, to your point, happen to be the most functional and the most efficient way of covering the last mile. So it's really interesting to see this develop in South Africa. And I'm so happy to hear you say that it's not just the 20 in your company, but 150 in the market itself. Importantly, as you mentioned, you started in 2019. So you're a pre-COVID business and have survived and thrived through a very complex, critical, difficult period during which delivery was possibly one of the most important services. Please take us through that experience.
Yeah, for a delivery company, it was the worst time for us because here's a scenario. Restaurants made more money during that time when the country opened for delivery service, because you could imagine. With us, restaurant took longer to prepare, and then our business is to be on the road. So if I spend more time waiting for food, then my business is on a low. And there's a challenge. I mean, we deal more with informal businesses. Lack of equipment affects business
staff.
Greatly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you then learn to work around these things. I was telling a friend last to say, I gave a study of how long I wait for a chisanyama at one of the hostels.
Yeah.
And then I gave them the stats for a week. So that's more of what Swiper intends to do. We want to change how local business view their product. I mean, if I tell you that your meat takes 15 minutes to prepare, then I'm preparing you for staff training. I'm preparing you if you want to branch out. Now you know how long your staff takes. So that's what we sort of trying, that's the picture we're trying to paint, to say through Swiper, we can help you get better packaging. We can help you get better payment solutions. We can help you look more presentable. And I must say, I'm proud of the work we've done. It's 5 years. It's a short time,
but incredible.
In the 5 years, we sort of changed how certain businesses look at their product. When we started, I mean, the menu we'd get is something that's typed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at our catalog now, because we use WhatsApp mm-hmm. mostly, you see there's a lot of business trying to compete for visuals, for the menu looks better. Even when you walk into some of the restaurants, we did photo shoots of their food. So you see it sort of changed how a person, even a customer that buys through Swiper, they know Swiper only serves the best.
Exactly.
So now people in the township have that option to say, can I choose between McDonald's or Mumkey's? You see, it's not that now you only go into Chicken Licken month end. Now you have a choice, because we made sure they all look the same.
Well, I think that's a very important point that you're raising here, Dumi. The idea of positioning, marketing, and presenting the product of your clients in a way that is accessible and more likely to be taken on by your other clients, which is your buyers. So in other words, the clients who are the sellers, and making and so what I'm saying is, you're upskilling the seller of chisanyama to meet the consumer who you deliver to where they are. The second thing I wanted to highlight here is that, you know, just to be clear, for anybody who does not have Swiper on their phone, one can pick up the app on Google Play Store or just send a hi via WhatsApp to your company, which is, I imagine, that number will be on your website. But more importantly, you spoke about data. Data is one of the most important assets right now in business. You have a stronger sense of data in particular neighborhoods that large data capturers don't have, beyond maybe cell phone usage and data usage, as in internet data usage. Is that something that you're looking to leverage over time?
Yes. I mean, for one, you were talking about last mile in the township.
Yeah.
We navigate the township better than Google Maps.
Exactly.
Because there's parts that you can't put on map. But through Swiper, remember, one, we hire locals. Locals, they'll navigate the township better. And then the use of data. Over time, I can tell now that on a Tuesday, this product is the one that sells the most.
Yeah, one
so
egg.
We then take that data. There's a service that we provide. It's a business-to-business service where a place that sells quarters, for instance,
mm-hmm.
we are able to service that place by offering a logistic solution where we can stock on their behalf.
Knowing that there will be more purchases for quarters at a particular time on a particular day. That's the data you
exactly.
You see.
And you can also direct your approach to then go to Pamela to say cheese is used by these people. So now you've sort of changed in terms of positioning, their positioning on billboards, their
correct.
Positioning on branding. So now they know if through Swiper we can get such data. Through
correct.
Swiper we can partner in this way. Because before, I mean, we're in the process of learning this, because I mean dealing in an informal space and trying to formalize everything, it takes its toll. Over the time, we've had to change models and sort of try to understand what these businesses need. Because I feel, as much as a consumer is the one that pays, but I feel if I service the restaurant better, I get a better understanding of the entire market.
100%.
And yeah, we sort of in the right path. I'd like to believe we're in the right path when it comes to that. And it's exciting. I mean, the township space is a new market in a way. There's malls popping in townships. There's new developments. Now that we've seen the rise in backyard rooms in townships. So we sort of leverage on that. I mean, a backroom dweller is, in most cases, they starting out. They don't have stoves. They don't have fridges.
I was about to say, so they need to
likely to buy
food.
The takeaways. Yeah. And yeah, we give you a full run of the best in the township.
Brilliant.
If you want the best, you must go through Swiper, because we don't just onboard anyone for the sake of just having a large number of merchants.
So I think you've said a couple of things tonight to me that really excite me about Swiper. The one is, as you said, you're able to be discerning about the best, the most reliable provider of great food. You obviously have the data to ascertain what it is that your clientele that you deliver food to like, on what, at what time, in what area, to what volume. And I love this quote from you, that the goal is that one lady selling in the corner of Tembisa can reach the whole of Tembisa, all 52 sections in the township. The goal is to have our delivery service in every township in the country and all on the same app. And I think that's powerful, and not enough corporations are thinking about that. I'm really glad it belongs to a person from the area. So thank you so much to you, Dumi.
Thank you.
All right. Dumi Munakheng happens to be the founder and CEO of Swiper.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.